This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03, Tuesday afternoon, September 3rd. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. ESPN, Disney, ABC stations, and streaming services went dark for millions of DirecTV customers on Sunday. We'll talk about the dispute coming up. Right now, it's Travel Tuesday on the Noon Business Hour. In this segment, we're discussing why it's a great time of year to take a trip. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park Business Line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Juliet Huddy, travel vlogger, curator, JetSetJulietTravels.com. Find her on social media at JetSetJulietTravels. And if you do so, she would have followed her travelogue through Brazil and the adventure involved in coming back from Brazil. So, Juliet, thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour.
Oh, hi. How are you doing? So, I just want to say, Rob, that in travel world, in my world, there are three, I guess you could say, seasons. I mean, it's fairly obvious. There's peak season, there's off season, and then you might have heard of shoulder season. Peak obviously means more crowds, you've got higher prices, less availability, and despite all of that, it is often brutally hot or brutally cold weather. I mean, I was just in Italy, actually, from August 15th to September 1st. Now, it's peak season there. It was, Rob, it was so hot. This is not how I want to spend my vacation. Off-season, obviously, you're dealing with fewer crowds. You've got great deals. But this is when you have more of a chance of having your flight canceled from, like, a hurricane or a snowstorm. As a professional travel curator, I always, always recommend that my clients visit a destination, if it's possible, that they visit a destination during shoulder season. This is a time between peak and off-season. It's kind of, it's like the best mix of both the peak and the off season. Kids are back in school. You're going to deal with far fewer crowds, which means you're not going to be standing in, you know, insane queues at popular attractions. You're not going to be on top of people or battling for tables at restaurants or spots on a tour. It's easier to make bookings because there's more inventory available, which is also why you're going to get a much better deal on airfare, properties, tours, and even restaurants. And also, you're a lot more likely to get better treatment because you're going to get more attention because there aren't as many people. And you won't have to deal, this is a big one actually, you won't have to deal with businesses closing down for holidays or renovations, which is a big issue when you're dealing with the off season. Another plus, this is a big one for me, shopping deals. When you go into the shoulder season, boutiques are clearing out the inventory that wasn't sold in the peak seasons. So this is a good time to go. There are basically eight regions where I would suggest people look into. If you want to travel in the fall, which I'm saying is September through maybe early November, New England is an amazing place to go. You've got cooler temperatures. You won't be battling. You can hit the beach, but you're not going to be doing, all sorts of battling with other people trying to deal with the beach. You got lots of outdoor activities like hiking and sightseeing. The Rocky Mountains, great place to go. Colorado, Montana, summer crowds are gone. Ski season hasn't started. As far as internationally, certain parts of Europe, southern Europe, like Greece, Italy, and Spain, Greek islands, you're going to be able to hit the beach, but the weather is warm, it's not stifling, and there's really nobody around. Also, Tuscany, Italy, you got amazing weather, harvest season for wine and olives, so you've got festivals, you've got culinary options, you've got great Instagram opportunities. Eastern Europe, places like Prague, Budapest, Krakow, Poland, wonderful to visit in the fall because, again, beautiful weather, but it's actually considered off-season, so you're going to get really, really great deals. Rates are heavily discounted, but unlike the Caribbean and Mexico, you're not going to deal with crazy weather issues. I know a lot of people are probably listening thinking, well, wait, you're going to get a great deal in the fall. Nah, you're also going to possibly have your trip kiboshed because of a hurricane. Two other places, Japan, southern hemisphere like Argentina. These are wonderful places to go. And even Iceland is a great place to go because you can see the northern lights in September and still enjoy the hot springs, the waterfalls, the lava flows, but the temperatures aren't bone-chilling.
Great advice, Juliet Huddy, travel vlogger and curator, JetSetJulietTravels.com. Find her online at JetSetJulietTravels. Coming up, customers of DirecTV are missing the mouse.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
A contract dispute has left customers of DirecTV without ABC television stations, Disney, ESPN, and streaming services, including Hulu. Let's get the very latest from Tim Hanlon, founder and CEO of the Verter Group in Chicago. Tim, thank you for joining us today. And these carriage disputes between major media companies and the cable and satellite distribution services, they're becoming a fact of life in the TV landscape.
Well, they've actually become a regular feature of the cable and satellite subscription environment. And I would argue that these kinds of disputes, like we're talking here about with DirecTV and the Disney-owned channels, are not only becoming more common, but they're becoming increasingly more intractable. And this one, we keep saying this every time one of these major kerfluffles pops up, but this truly does feel different this time. And there are a number of extenuating circumstances to this, but the reality is that DirecTV, both as a legacy satellite distributor as well as an online-only distributor of content, a relatively new offering from them, are essentially caught in the squeeze as linear television is declining. Less people are subscribing to these package services that we know and love over the years. The prices of those channels, in particular sports channels like ESPN and the various channels of ESPN, continue to go up in price. And these multi-channel pay television carriers, cable and satellite, historically, even virtual ones now, are forced to pass along those price increases that those programmers are clamoring for their programming, especially sports, which is getting ever more expensive to carry, onto the consumer. And it's kind of a broken kind of model because you have, in essence, less subscribers to bundled services and increasing prices, and that will not end well for the current pay television system. And this is probably one of the last kicks of the can down the alley until it hits the wall, and we may be close to hitting that wall that breaks.
We're talking about the contract dispute between DirecTV and ABC and its TV stations and cable channels. Now, you talk about how eventually the can being kicked down the road will reach the end of the line. Does that mean the bundled programming economic model will fall apart completely? And if so, what is that going to look like once that model is gone?
I think what pay TV carriers would like is a lot more flexibility to offer channels more a la carte or more tightly packaged that allows consumers a lot more flexibility. And that is the antithesis of the traditional pay TV model. The pay TV model of the last 30 years or so has been to bundle very expensive channels like an ESPN with lesser viewed channels and kind of balance the costs that way. In the era of streaming, we are able as consumers to subscribe to things more directly. And cable programmers have basically moved a bunch of their programming as well away from their linear channels. The reality is that paying more for actually less valuable programming is just not going to fly, both as consumers and as a business model. And unless pay TV operators get a little bit more flexibility to offer things more directly and maybe more a la carte, I'm not sure the current pay TV bundle will last much longer, and maybe everything goes to streaming at that point, and that's probably what's going to happen over the next 6 to 12 months in the industry.
Tim Hanlon, founder and CEO of the Verter Group in Chicago, thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, the timing of rush hour is changing.
An economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Some data from the traffic analysis firm INRIX Incorporated shows a shift in normal work hours. Let's take a closer look with Joe Schwederman, professor of public services and director of the Chaddock Institute at DePaul University. Joe, thank you for joining us today. And the traditional 9 to 5 that we saw that was basically in place from the end of World War II through the beginning of the pandemic has been replaced by 10 to 4. And that change in commuting patterns really can impact everything from traffic design to how public transportation systems design their schedules.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack in this report. And it reinforces things that we had expected or even feared, you might say, that something called, the midday rush now occurs, where the morning rush is a little bit lighter than before, but midday traffic is much heavier as people have, a different kind of work schedule. We're often hearing about, as often people go in 2 days a week, 3 days a week. Now there's a pattern of people kind of coming and going freely, often in the office just for a few hours. And that completely changed the way our transportation system feels.
Now, this is a very informal survey, what I like to call the Metro Station at Park Ridge survey. But you can see these trends coming together, and that is the parking lot, which used to be go out to 130 spaces before COVID, and every single space was filled up until March of 2020. And then when I go to work in the morning around 8 o'clock, maybe you're up to fifth space 60 or 70, but then those remaining spaces are filled in the early afternoon hours from people who are taking the train in the middle of the day. So my own experience seems to be reflected in the data.
Oh, it has been. And I'm always amazed, too, when I head home early on a 3:45 or 4 o'clock train, it's packed. It used to be, 6 o'clock was sort of the evening peak. And so we're seeing transportation companies having to rethink this. I mean, Metro's going to more frequent service, have tried it on a couple routes, and it seems to be working. But large-scale changes, really are going to take years. But the good news is people will come back to transit if you provide that more frequent all-day service. But the one disturbing thing for transit in this data is that employers have big plans to push their employees back into the office, and they're having to backtrack a little bit because they're faced with this difficult burnout situation with a lot of workers post-pandemic. So they're treading a little more lightly on that, according to this new report.
Now, we know that we talk about the fiscal cliff that Chicago's public transportation agencies are facing as the result of COVID relief funds running out. How is that budgetary reality going to impact transit's ability to meet this shortened rush hour where more people are traveling in the middle of the day?
That's right. This has everybody on edge because the bargain that a lot of policymakers are saying is, reform our system, put things into a larger mobility agency, all of the three big providers, and we'll then look for more funding. And without that, we're going to hold back. And now there's a stare down as to whether that's a credible threat or whether the agencies are willing to play ball. And so we're in a tough period as that sorts itself out. But everybody knows in these agencies now that all three Metro Pace CTA have to work better together, buying a ticket that allow you to transfer more freely, and they're experimenting with some new things because people really, really have to make it simple to get people on transit. We've dropped the ball on that a bit.
Joy Schwederman, Professor of Public Services, Director of the Chaddock Institute at DePaul University. Thank you for joining us today. Still ahead in Travel Tuesday, we'll run down some of the best fall destinations in the Midwest.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. A deadly shooting on a CTA train prompts a call for more security on public transit. A date is announced for a debate between the major party candidates for vice president. It's Travel Tuesday. The Midwest is chock full of great places to visit during the fall. And the Foxtrot grocery store and market in the Gold Coast is all set for a rebirth. WBBM Business, the markets are lower. The Dow is down 452 points. The NASDAQ is down 436. And the S&P 500 is down 85. We have 73 degrees right now in Chicago under mostly sunny skies. Going up to 80 today. It's 1231, topping our news at the half hour. A suburban mayor says his village needs more public safety support following a deadly incident on the CTA train yesterday.
A Blue Line train arriving in Forest Park Labor Day morning. A crime scene from a mass shooting that took the lives of four people. There are two major train lines that end in Forest Park. Big City Access, Small Town Charm, Village Mayor Rory Hoskins says that his first responders are often tied up at the end of the line more than anywhere else in their jurisdiction.
Overdose, criminal activity, it kind of runs the gamut. But a lot of overdose.
Hoskins is calling on leadership at the county and state level to invest in his community's safety, leaving it up to the experts to decide whether that means more law enforcement officers on trains or to increase funding for community organizations already partnered with Forest Park.
We have a partnership with the Westside Opioid Task Force that responds to addiction issues among homeless people riding the Green Line and the Blue Line. But what we've learned is that, you know, over the last few years, our number of responses have increased exponentially.
The Chicago Transit Authority announced just days before the mass shooting a $200,000 12-month contract with the operator of an artificial intelligence system using the CTA's existing network of cameras. Its sole function to detect firearms and alert authorities before a shooting takes place. Forest Park police responded to the fatal shooting of four people after receiving a 911 call. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The two major party vice presidential candidates are scheduled to debate in New York on October 1st. The details from correspondent Meg Kennard.
As far as we know, this may be the only time that we see Vance and Walz face off one-on-one on a debate stage, although there could be other debates scheduled in the weeks to come. With both men as running mates on their tickets, it's still very much an opportunity for them to introduce themselves to a broader audience. Both are currently in elected office, but may not be super well-known outside of their home states and the offices that they hold.
Both vice presidential candidates are on the campaign trail in battleground states this week. It's 12:33. As the noon business hour continues, markets are sharply lower. Joining us on the Village Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Michael Palumbo, founder of MJP Capital, author of the book Calculated Risk in Chicago. Michael, thank you for joining us today. And it seems like the markets are largely calm, but they can get jittery with the slightest hint of negative data. And we saw that today with the latest read on manufacturing.
Yeah, good afternoon, Rob. Thanks for having me on. So, yeah, construction manufacturing numbers came in weak. And, you know, it's not one of the most important prints in macro for the Fed. But, you know, you've got unemployment coming up on Friday. And so you get a bad print here today and some nervousness. And you got the market at all-time highs, basically, like a double top from a couple months ago, above 5,600. So that's going to just cause a sell-off, and it's probably well-timed and proper to be selling off into this, because you've got the Fed in a couple weeks, you've got an unemployment report on Friday that could be weak. Certainly many more possibilities of negative movements in the markets than there could be positives right now. There just isn't a good bullish catalyst. We'll have to probably wait for the Fed and see what they do. We do think the Fed's going to move a half point instead of a quarter, and we've actually acted on that and bought some short-term treasuries to play that. But I think that you're going to see a half point cut in at September 18th meeting, and that should actually help stocks a bit, but we'll have to wait to see if they really do it.
Now, manufacturing is interest rate sensitive, and can the case be made that this weakness that we are seeing in manufacturing, this is a result of the interest rate hikes over the past 2 years doing their job, that the cost of financing money is becoming prohibitive, and so you're not making those big orders for big ticket items that would come out of a factory?
Yeah, that's exactly what is happening, and it's happening at the margins. It's not a gigantic move lower in manufacturing, but it is doing what the Fed wanted to. But now we're at a different stage with the macro numbers saying that, if anything, now a Fed cut is warranted. And so that's why, again, now you're seeing bonds rally and stocks sell off, because the market is starting to price in the possibility of it being a half point a reduction instead of a quarter. So again, we'll have to wait till SEP 18th, but we think it will be a half. And like I said, there's ways to play that. Buying treasury bills is one of them. But I think that expect the Fed to do the half as opposed to a quarter. Most of the market still thinks it's a quarter. So it's a chance, if you believe what we're saying, that to take advantage of the fact that there might be a bigger cut than is expected. But we'll have to wait a couple weeks to find out.
And also, is the sell-off that we're seeing today also a function of maybe stocks reaching heights we have not seen before, and then all of a sudden investors looking down and saying they don't like the altitude?
Yeah, well, like I said, there 5,600, 5,650 seems to be at least a little bit of a top here. It's gotten there twice and failed both times now. And I can understand why. I mean, we're pricey up here, and with some negative news coming out, and then also the possibility of a big negative event on Friday, which would be the unemployment report. That's a much bigger macro number. And if that comes in weak, then you're going to see the same action as you're seeing today, which is more buyer of treasuries and seller of stocks afterwards. But that comes out Friday. Until then, we're kind of going to be treading water, waiting and seeing what other news comes out. But there's not much until Friday.
Michael Palumbo, founder of MJP Capital, author of the book Calculated Risk in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next in Travel Tuesday, a look at the best of the Midwest for autumn.
Conversation that's on the money. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Travel Tuesday, and as we wrap up Labor Day weekend, it's time to put together some fall trips, and you don't have to go very far to find some fall fun. We welcome in Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief of SheBuysTravel.com in Chicago. Cindy, thank you for joining us today. And Friday, we're going to see temperatures in the 50s around the Chicago area. It's definitely going to feel like autumn as we reach the end of the week. And it's a good a time as any to start planning those trips to see fall colors or go to pumpkin patches or apple orchards.
Pumpkins and apples and fall colors, oh my. It's a great time, really, to be around. And there's so much to do around Illinois and the Midwest when it comes to fall. I haven't been to this one, but many of my friends recommend the Edwards Apple Orchard in Poplar Grove, which is over there close to Rockford. And what's great about it, I think, is it's not just about apple picking. It's about horse drawn carriage rides and hay rides and, of course, Rob, apple cider donuts.
Oh, yeah, that's the entire experience. In fact, we got a real jump on apple picking this weekend. We went to an orchard outside of Madison, Wisconsin, and the trees were already overflowing with apples. And just because it was Labor Day weekend and a lot of other people were doing that last weekend at the lake and maybe shutting down the summer house for the season, we had the run of the place. I mean, we had that whole apple orchard to ourselves, but we got everything. We got the apples. We got the apple cider donuts. We got the hard cider. We got enough apple cider to last us through doomsday, essentially, Cindy. So we're good. We're ahead of the game there. But I think that's the case for a lot of people. That, you know, you can go out to Johnnymac near DeKalb and go pick apples and get pumpkins. I mean, it's a big part of the fall experience.
Well, and another thing people like to do, it's not me because I'm a little claustrophobic, but people love corn mazes. And, you know, we have the place that claims to be the world's largest corn maze, and that's Richardson Farm, which is in Spring Grove, which is up in the Fox Lake area. So if you're into that sort of thing, they do the most elaborate. Last year, it was a Jurassic Park theme. So if you have a little drone you can take with you, and you can take a picture of the maze from the air. And they're really, I like looking at corn mazes. I don't like walking through them.
Hey, it's Travel Tuesday on the Noon Business Hour, sponsored by Preflight Airport Parking. We're talking with Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief of SheBuysTravel.com in Chicago. Now, the trip to the pumpkin patch or to the apple orchard is an all-day thing or can take up in an afternoon. But what if you want to have kind of a long weekend or plan that for October? Maybe if your kids have a mid-semester break at school, there are a couple of road trips you can take either in Illinois or to a neighboring state.
Well, I'm a big fan of the Covered Bridge Festival, which is in southern Indiana. It's about an hour west of Indianapolis in Park County, and it incorporates 9 different communities in Park County, and they have 31 historic covered bridges, and you can download a free map and drive around and see a lot of them and take some great photos for the gram. But there's also, each of those communities has its own little festival, and, you know, so the local artists will have their wares on display. The restaurants will make up special treats you can buy and food to eat. So it's a fun way to spend a weekend. Another thing that used to be fabulous in Illinois was the Pumpkin Chunkin' Festival, which was over in Morton, where they still do the Pumpkin Festival every year. But Pumpkin Chunkin' this year has moved to North Carolina, a place called Hayesville. And if you happen to be looking for a place to go the middle of October, the Pumpkin Chunkin' this year is October 19th and 20th. And it is a hoot. You cannot help but smile when someone shoots a pumpkin out of a cannon. I promise you.
Hopefully not at you.
Definitely not at you. 1 year we were there and they shot it at a car and they completely obliterated the car. So there you go.
Well, you know, pumpkins are big and yeah. And when hurled at high speeds, they can be very dangerous. Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief of SheBuysTravel.com in Chicago, thank you for joining us today. Join us at this time tomorrow for Personal Finance Wednesday. And still to come, a Chicago market is poised for a comeback.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The Gold Coast location of Foxtrot Cafe in Market is getting ready to celebrate its grand reopening this week. Let's check in with Mike Levitola, chairman of Foxtrot Cafe and Market in Chicago. Mike, thank you for joining us today. And do you have opening night jitters for the day after tomorrow?
That's a great question. I'm mostly just excitement. We're so excited to put the lights on again and welcome back our guests.
23 West Maple is the location opening this week, closed for about 5 months after the Foxtrot announced it was closing down. What is going to be what's the big difference in your mind between the old Foxtrot and Foxtrot 2.0 unveiled this week?
It's really about kind of rededicating ourselves to kind of all the small and local makers, which helped us get our start, right? You know, Foxtrot started by finding out who was making the best donuts in town and who was making the best ice cream and who's brewing the best beer. And that ethos, I think, is now back at the company. And, you know, our stores are all about, A, finding and stocking those products and telling their stories. And, you know, having a chance to really get to double down on that is exciting.
It was surprising to me and to a lot of other people just at the degree of outpouring of sadness that Foxtrot's loyal customers had when the store announced it was closing down several months ago. I think it took everybody by surprise that people really liked Foxtrot and they were going to miss it. And are you worried, though, that emotional connection that the customer base had with the old version, they're going to feel that maybe you're not living up to what they remember? And I think that's probably that's a risk that everybody runs into when you're going up against nostalgia.
Yeah, it's certainly a risk, but, you know, kind of going back to what I was saying before, I mean, people love Foxtrot, but they really loved all of these, you know, kind of local brands that we would find and curate. And so we're excited to welcome, you know, them back and have the stores really be a showcase for them.
And then, speaking of showcase, that on day one, on September 5th, customers at the new shop can get a free cup of coffee from 6 to 10 a.m. So probably a very good way to get people into the door to check out the new/old Foxtrot.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited to you know, show off our two kind of custom coffee blends for us, and we've got a great new slate of pastries, and we also spent the summer rebuilding our breakfast tacos. So, you know, up level just about every ingredient. The breakfast tacos were my personal favorite thing on the menu, so I'm excited for the rest of Chicago to get a chance to try the new and improved versions.
Mike Levitola, chairman, Foxtrot Cafe and Market in Chicago, reopening the Gold Coast location this week. If you missed any part of today's show, just go to our stream and skip back to the time you want. There's a pause and rewind function. Works both online and with the Odyssey app.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.